Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk About It Buffalo Podcast with your host, Anthony Stevens, right here out of the beautiful city of Buffalo, New York, the city of good neighbors. Welcome to season number 3, episode number 4. Before we get into the episode, I'd like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors all over the world who sponsor Let's Talk About It Buffalo Podcast. If it wasn't for you, there would be no podcast. Thank you for your acts of kindness and generosity toward this podcast show. If this is your very first time joining us here on Let's Talk About It Buffalo Podcast, why don't you give yourselves a round of applause? We thank you so very much for joining us right here on Let's Talk About It Buffalo Podcast with your host, Anthony Stevens. Again, ladies and gentlemen, as all we have already said on Facebook Live, Instagram, and Twitter, again, we want to thank you for all your contributions and your love and support toward this podcast show. Again, as we always say, if it wasn't for you, there would be no podcast. Again, we really do thank you for sharing all of our information on all of your social media. If you're joining us right now, we want to welcome you here on this podcast show. We want to take our time to thank Anchor and Spotify for 304 episodes. We are so happy and delighted for these 304 episodes. Again, this is a new season and a new opportunity to come to you live on Spotify. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have Spotify, you can download Spotify to your mobile device and you can catch us on Spotify 24/7. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Spotify 24/7. You can check us out on all of our listening platforms. Again, right here through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm so excited for all of you. You can also join us on TikTok. That will be in the description of our podcast show, along with the ways to give our Patreon. Again, I wanted to say this. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of our Patreon. It's only just $5 a month. You get exclusive podcast shows. You'll be the first to get the podcast show before all and everyone gets it. So take advantage of being a part of the Patreon. Those who are already a part of the Patreon, again, thank you so very much. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is a beautiful day here in the city of Buffalo. Yes, the sun has been shining all day, and I'm excited that the sun has been shining, and I'm looking forward to a great week this week. We started off Monday enthusiastic. We just found out that we are in 2 brand new countries, and that's something to give a round of applause and cheers about. We are in 2 beautiful countries. We're in Finland and Australia. Again, we want to thank Australia and Finland for being a part of Let's Talk About It Buffalo Podcast. We really appreciate you, your love and support toward this podcast show. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, there in the city of Finland and Australia. Can't say it enough. Your support is so meaningful to our podcast show. Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been so excited all day today. We talk about the great city of Buffalo, New York. And there's another business, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take out time to give thanks to many of you know in the city of Buffalo, Hobson's Dry Cleaners. Oh, Hobson Dry Cleaners on Delavan Avenue. Mr. Hobson's was a very fine man to the city of Buffalo. And I really want to say, you know, he did a marvelous job in cleaning your suits and your clothes. This man needs no introduction. He was a great cleaner right here in the city of Buffalo. when it comes to doctoring on your clothes. So today we celebrate in remembrance of the late Mr. Hobson's, that owns Hobson's Dry Cleaners on Delavan Avenue. And I really appreciate sharing the opportunity to get to know this man and be able to see him every time I would go into his cleaners to pick up my suits or whatever I may have clean. I really appreciate Mr. Hopkins for his love and support in Western New York, serving Western New York, and doing all he can to bring a smile to people's face in the neighborhood. That's what it's all about here in the city of Buffalo, bringing smiles to people's face every single day. And you know, that means a whole lot when you are trying to help your community. It's about love and support in your community. You know, there's a lot of things happening in the world. So much is going on. But just to know that you have people like Mr. Hopkins right here in the beautiful city of Buffalo, New York, who take out time to dry clean and clean the clothes of his customers. That place is still going strong there on Delavan Avenue. Some beautiful people that work in there, his family members, his children. It's been a great opportunity to share the moments with Mr. Hopkins and Hopkins Dry Cleaners. Never forget the moments and the remembrance of these great people who labor among us and serve in Western New York. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a wonderful day all day. You know, we've been working on some new things. You know, our podcast right now is experiencing a lot of emails, a lot of messages. Those who are messaging us on the podcast show, again, thank you. It is your support that helps us keep it going here in Western New York. So many things that we can display, talk about as Western New York is growing. So many, you know, things are happening. New buildings are being built, you know, football stadium that is coming in the year of 2026, the Buffalo Bills Stadium. But, you know, it's amazing what you see right here in the beautiful city as you are driving through. As I said in previous podcasts, please, if you're in the Buffalo area, if you want to come to the Buffalo area, you can check out the Buffalo area. So many great things here in Western New York. You know, many beautiful restaurants, places that you can go and enjoy with your family. You know, it's amazing that we are, you know, so excited of what we do. Again, you can check us out on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel. It's called Let's Talk About It Buffalo 23 on YouTube. You can go and check us out. We will be putting new videos up very, very soon. We already have about 15 videos there right now that you can go and check out. But we're working on something different, so you can go check us out there. And again, I want to say thank you for everybody across the world that support us. We do really appreciate all of you. Your love and support is meaningful to what we are doing here in the city of Buffalo. You know, April came in very, very strong, and, you know, it's getting ready to go out. We just got about another week or so. We'll be in the month of May, and it's moving so swiftly and fast. You know, we want to just tell you, you know, our podcast is doing very well, and it's because of the support of the people. We are starting a new trend now that we're able to share our video on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All of the links will be on those social media platforms. What is so amazing, we're on the road to 3K followers on all of our social media. And every single day, we tally up numbers of people every single day. I can tell you, we have so many people who tune into our podcast. If you're engaging with us through messaging, if you're engaging with us on our Patreon or on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, we are having so much overwhelmness of people who are supporting us. So, you know, that's helping us. That's making us do what we do even much more better. As I said before, we try to do as much as we can on every opportunity that we get. You know, we want to make Buffalo our primary goal, and we want to stick to the task of Western New York. We're going to have some great, amazing people on our podcast show. We're a little bit behind schedule, but we're making that schedule up very, very soon. You're going to see a lot of amazing people from the great city here, Buffalo, New York. We're sharing this message with the world. We are attaining a lot of great moments with people. And, you know, I want to thank my family for supporting me, all of my friends, you know, for supporting this dream, this vision. My vision for 2024 is to continue bringing great and wonderful podcast shows throughout the city of Buffalo. Our goal and target is to talk about this city. And today, what stuck with me today as I was thinking about what I'm going to speak about today and talk to you about is our communities. You know, we got to do better in our communities. We got to get out. We got to make it happen. One thing about it, and I share this with people all the time, that if you're not a part of the solution, then you become a part of the problem. And the only way that we can work together and get it done is with our communities, building our communities. You know, understanding what the true fact of where we are now. Back in the olden times, it was different. We're in a whole different generation at a different time. And, you know, every time, you know, you ride through Western New York, you see the homeless. You see people, you know, destituted for food. You know, it's a lot of things that, you know, we can do better here in the city. When I drive by and I look at people living under bridges, I'd be thinking, what if that was me? You know, we have to teach our children morals and respect. Just because someone may not have what you have, or they may not drive the kind of car you have, or live in the type of home you live, you can't second guess them out. It's so amazing to see how, you know, this world has transitioned from many, many years ago up until now. And, you know, to give this opportunity to speak to you live on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is amazing. Never thought I would be this far in, like I said, in my podcast shows. But, you know, one thing about it, we're building this level of success. We're building it because this is our brand and this is what we do. We want Buffalo to be our main topic every time. We want you to think about the things that you had to encounter when you are here in Buffalo. And, you know, as we look at the news and see all the different things, we got to get in a hurry. We got to get concerned about each other. You know, Buffalo is a great place. We can make it a great place, but we need people to help make it a great place. When we talk about Buffalo, when we talk about Let's Talk About It, Buffalo, we're talking about this city, how amazing this city is. A lot of amazing musicians out of this city. A lot of amazing actors in this city. So we're trying to build the level and brands for everyone. And we should support every race of people. It doesn't matter, you know, what race they are. The support here in Buffalo is needed. You know, it's difficult for somebody to sit behind a microphone that has never sit behind a microphone. You know, but when you're destined to do the goals that sit before you, you don't mind about getting it done. You know, I tell people, if I got to stand by myself, I'm going to get it done. And to know and research, I tell everybody, research is very important. On any topic that you talk about, you have to research it. You have to know what you're talking about to keep your audience coming back. Because people want to come back to hear what you are saying. And it's because of your research, your dedication, that's important. You know, I'm being invited to be on other podcast shows to talk about certain things. You know, I'm on a platform, man. I'm all over the world. People hear this voice all over the world. And they really think about what's really going on, not just in Buffalo, but other cities outside of Buffalo. You know, we got Rochester, Syracuse, Jamestown, Albany. We got all these different areas in the city of Buffalo, Hamburg, Kenmore, Tonawanda, all of these different places. And these people that we're talking about are the people right here in Buffalo who are supporting me from Kenmore. I got people that listen to me from Kenmore, Tonawanda, Rochester, Syracuse, Hamburg, Lockport, you know, all over. They listen to me. You know, Lewiston, Niagara Falls. It's like, man, it's amazing. Every time I look at my statistics and my numbers of people who are supporting, you know, that helps me as a young man go out here and help somebody else achieve the same goal. And that's what we want to do with our podcast show. We want to be able to get out, you know, get people alarmed, get people knowing, that, hey, listen, if I can do it, you can do it too. You know, how I started was a very simple thing. I told you in many shows, I started and people told me that, you know, you should try a podcast. Now, at first, I hesitated for a minute because, you know, I've been able to speak anyway, but, you know, people were just saying, why don't you, you know, start a podcast and begin to start talking to people? You know, people may be going through the same issues and problems you're going through, and you may can encourage them through a podcast. But lo and behold, this is 5 years of straight dedication. And hard work will pay off at the end. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I want to finish with a great podcast show that will reach the masses of people. You know, we come on at 6:30 to 7 p.m. You don't miss anything that we do. You know, we podcast 5 days a week. So, you know, during my days off, it gives me a chance to work on my speech, what I'm getting ready to say, so I don't, you know, hurt anyone or disrespect anyone. You know, we live in a world now, we got to create a love language for each other, being able to share amongst each other, being able to, you know, bring light to the city. We live here in Buffalo, New York, and I know many of y'all are probably wondering, you know, what can we do different? It starts in the community that you live in. Go outside and clean it up. Make it look like a neighborhood. Go outside and make things happen for your life. If you don't got a job, don't quit. Don't stop. Get up and do it again. I tell every person that you don't have to be a statistic. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in a towel. Everything for you is for you. The success level is for you. Let me slow down a minute. Let me just slow down for a second for those who are listening. Now, you live in Buffalo. We love Buffalo. We have the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, the Bisons, the Buffalo Bandits. We have all of these sports outlets. Everything is here. You know, everything is Buffalo. Everything is Buffalo. And my brothers and my sisters out there, let me encourage you for a moment that you don't have to give up on your dream. These people that I shouted out in the last couple podcasts, these are hardworking people who are dedicated to change the community. We started with Nathan Wright Sr., owner of Class Act Barbershop. We talked about John Young, who created the Wings right here in Buffalo, New York, who passed away, but had a great outcome of these wings that many people talked about. We talked about Mr. Hopkins, Hopkins Dry Cleaners, serving Western New York, doing what they do best to change the community. And that's what it's going to take here in Buffalo for all of us to do. Change the community. We don't have to live the same way. We can create the level of success that we are looking for. We don't have to give up. We don't got to quit. We don't have to do any of that. You can make things happen. When you put your mind to it and you go hard at it, you know, sometimes I wake up every day and the first thing I want to do when I wake up is make someone else smile, make someone else feel that they're important. We live in Buffalo. We need to make each other feel important. No matter what your education level is, your ethnic group, we need to make each other happy. We need to help each other. You know, our city is facing so much devastation. But the change starts with me and you. You can change the world by changing your thoughts and the way you are. Ladies and gentlemen, I feel so good tonight of just being able to explain to you Buffalo, what it's going to take for us to move to the next level. But I want to encourage you, it starts with you. And you can make it happen. You can do it. So can I. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do appreciate you. We thank you for this moment, this time that you let us share with you on Let's Talk About a Buffalo podcast. Again, I am your host, Anthony Stevens, right here from the great city of Buffalo, New York, city of good neighbors. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this episode is being brought to you by our very special person of the week, Mr. Hopkins Dry Cleaners. We're remembering his service to Western New York, and we thank you for all that you do here in Western New York. Hopkins Dry Cleaners, located on Delavan Avenue. Stop on in there. Get your clothes dry cleaned by these wonderful people. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can join us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can join us on all of our listening platforms. Again, you can email us at StevensLamari28 at gmail.com. Like to be a part of our show? Again, you can email us at StevensLamari28 at gmail.com. Also, you can be a part of our listening platforms, our Patreon, and our online merch. You can also get your merch online right now. Don't have to wait. You can get it. The link is in the description of the podcast show. If you're celebrating a birthday today, again, we'd like to wish every person around the world who's celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. And we trust that your birthday is being a blessing. And we trust that your night is full of surprises. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on Let's Talk About It Buffalo podcast. And remember, we are the City of Good Neighbors. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk About It Buffalo podcast with your host, Anthony Stevens, right here out of the city of Buffalo, the city of good neighbors. Join us on all of our social media, listening platforms. You can also join us on the ways to give through our Cash App, through our Zelle, and through our PayPal. And remember, we are the City of Good Neighbors.